Look around. What do you see? Cars, lots of them. And guess what? They're probably on AutoTrader. Whether you're into timeless classics or the latest trends, did somebody say solar-powered, eco-friendly, vegan leather-wrapped, aromatherapy-scented, disco ball-equipped self-driving car? If you see it on the road, you can likely find it on AutoTrader. Big cars, small cars, blue cars, new cars and used cars, electric cars, and one day, maybe even flying cars. With millions of options to choose from, buying a car becomes a whole lot easier. See it, find it, Auto Trader.
It's been a 3-year wait, but the Olympics are back, and the CBS Sports Podcast Network has you covered with everything happening in Paris. It's a new era for the U.S. women's national team, and Attacking Third will tackle all the women's soccer action. First Cut will keep close tabs on golf, while Beyond the Arc will follow the U.S. men's basketball team on a quest for another gold. And We Need to Talk Now will provide comprehensive coverage of women's athletes at the Olympic Games. Follow and listen to all CBS Sports podcasts for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Much love and many thanks to people tuned in and locked in all over North America. I hope you're good. I hope you're well. I hope you're safe. I'm going to be hanging out with you for the next 4 hours. This is when the show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host Ryan Hickey is holding it down for us in New York City. And wherever you're at, I'm glad that you're here. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app. You can lock in locally on your Infinity Sports Network affiliate. If you have SiriusXM, you can go ahead and ask it. Well, don't ask that to do anything. Just tune it to 158. If you got a smart speaker, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. What a day. What a night last night when I left. What an afternoon. We had an almost no-hitter by the most electrifying man in baseball. Jaylen Brown of the Boston Celtics, not on Team USA. Continues with cryptic tweets. Man, we had a fight in Charlotte last night. There was no malice in the palace, but we had a couple of teams in Copa America that were not happy. We'll get into that. Bill Belichick is back on television. Tyreek Hill is dropping his top 5 quarterbacks. Cam Newton and Christian McCaffrey. Invites to weddings. People are mad at each other. We got reports about how Clemson and my friends down in Tallahassee want to leave the ACC. What a shock. What a surprise. There's a lot going on. Jamal Adams is now a Tennessee Titan. We got a lot to discuss, a lot to get into. How about this? To talk about the latest with the Celtics, which is you got 3 guys. Well, no, you only got 2 guys from the Olympic team on the Celtics. Could have had a 3rd guy. We're going to talk with Gary Washburn from the Boston Globe. He's coming through in about 15 or 20 minutes. And we'll get into why Derek White made the Olympic team over Jaylen Brown. And what exactly is Jaylen Brown going to do? Is he going to, like, subtweet everybody over the next 6 weeks? Is he going to watch the Olympics? Is he going to diss his own teammates? We have no idea. But it is certainly I'm not going to call it a funny situation. It's a unique situation. Grant Hill spoke last night. We'll hear what he had to say in a bit. Also, Bill Bender is coming through from the Sporting News to talk about some college football. I just told you about 2 ACC teams that are looking for greener pastures. Everybody's looking for more money. Who isn't? And then Jared Dubin is going to join us. He covers the NFL for CBS Sports. There was an interesting article ranking the best coaches in the NFL right now. We'll get into that and some of the other news that has come down the pipe today, like Jamal Adams now being a member of the Tennessee Titans. I hope Jamal Adams is healthy enough to play for the Tennessee Titans, but we'll find that out soon enough. If you want to contact me, you can. The phone number here is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. If you use the internet, you're wasting your time scrolling, looking at funny memes, sending stupid photos and videos to your friends, You can find me there. I am at JR Sport Brief. That is at JR Sport Brief. Super producer and host Ryan Hickey. How you doing, man? You good?
I am doing good, JR. And I'm like, I think a lot of people in sports, I could say I'm doing good. I'm actually doing good. And there's no controversy around that. It's nice.
Uh-oh. What is, explain. What does that mean?
Well, Team USA, right? Derek White should be thrilled. He's on Team USA. And now there's drama about, you know, did Jaylen Brown get screwed? And now Jason Tatum's getting grilled. And we're opening up this conversation again about Tatum and Brown. Is Tatum defending Brown enough?
Oh,
so there's
God.
One thing. Copa America last night, right? Colombia wins. Their fans are now fighting Uruguay players. There's a little stain on that win as they go to the Copa America final.
Yeah.
And today, Paul Skeens lights it up again. Has the best outing you possibly could have. Throwing 7 no-hit innings. And the manager is getting raked over the coals, rightfully so, for his decision to take him out. It's like,
come on.
Everyone that's doing good here is getting some sort of criticism.
Rightfully, the guy was at basically 100 pitches. It was the seventh inning. He just got to the bigs. Like, what do you want him to max out at? Okay, he's raking. He got to go back out there at minimum twice. He could go up to another 30 pitches. Why do it? You know what? Give him, what would you do? Give him one more inning to see if he sat everybody down with 9 pitches?
I'm not saying you have to guarantee the 2 innings. I would agree that look, when you're at 99 through 7, it is a long way to go to get to 9. But I mean, look, what if he has a 4 pitch inning? You know, like see how he goes. And you would think that because of his age. That when you're young, okay, you can, you know,
22.
Stretch your arm out a little bit and you, you know, can take on a bigger workload than, let's say, when Johan Santana threw a no-hitter for the Mets and then basically was never the same after that. I think it was like 134 amount of pitches he threw and then basically his arm fell off. He was older. So, like, you would think a younger player could handle that workload better than an older player.
You would think so, but at the same time, you don't want to jeopardize what the future is, you know, for this guy. I agree. I'm not mad that Derek Shelton pulled him. Now, what I will say is, okay, if you wanted to give him a little more of an inch there, you say, listen, bro, go back out for the eighth, and that's it. Obviously, they had pretty much a hard count here at 100, and they wanted to call it a day. Ultimately, if you care about who won or lost, the Pirates did hold on to win 1-0. They gave up 2 hits. They were not accounted to Paul Skeens. They actually loaded the bases. They still walked away with a victory. Aroldis Chapman closed the game out, and he finished today with 7 innings pitched, okay? He struck out 11 guys on 99 pitches. Derek Shelton, who's the manager of the Pirates, he talked about this after the game, and he was pretty much asked, hey, was this an easy decision? Was it a tough one? And this is what he said.
Not at all. He was tired. I mean, it was, you know, it really didn't have anything to do with the pitch count. Everybody makes it about pitch counts. It was about where he was at. It was about, you know, trusting your eyes, trusting him. When I went and talked to him after that, I mean, he was tired. They did a good job of wearing him down. And, I mean, he gave us everything he had.
Well, come on. That is pitch count. Come on. Okay, sure, it's not. Hey, he hit 99. We're not going to let him throw 100. We're not going to let him throw 101. But the pitch count is what makes him tired, okay? And so here throughout his career, throughout his 11 starts, the most pitches that he has thrown was just last week, Friday. He threw 107 pitches against the New York Mets. He gave up 2 runs, pitched 7 innings, struck out 8. So he has gone over 100 before. He's gone over 100 quite a few times. 107, 102, 98, 98, 103, 93. He's done it. He's hit it. And so they could have put him back out there. But if the guy is tired, if he said he looked tired, then what are we doing here? He's 22 years old. He has the world in front of him. This guy is probably, by the time he reaches free agency, which is ridiculous in baseball because they don't let these guys really become free until they're like a million years old. This guy is going to make, I don't know, $55 million a year. I mean, are you going to trust a pitcher to you know, earn that much? You going to trust him to be healthy? I have no idea. But we know the salaries are going up. I mean, if you got top guys right now, the Scherzers and the Verlanders, these guys' careers are basically over. They're making all this money. What the hell is Skeens going to make if he can pitch almost up to 40, it's ridiculous. Skeens was asked about this after the game, and we got his thoughts on whether or not he was surprised that he got pulled. Listen.
Wasn't going to be surprised either way if he sent me out or or pulled me. I mean, we have Holderman and Chapman at the back end of our bullpen, so I think those are probably two of the best guys in the league, and so I have a ton of trust in them to be able to finish it. And obviously in a 1-0 game, you want to stay in there, you want to finish it, but the volume's getting up there a little bit, so I get it.
Yeah, I don't think anybody should be shocked. I don't think anybody should be up in arms. The Pirates right now are trying to inch to 500. They have a record of 45-48. And for a guy this electric, I think there's going to be plenty of opportunities for us to see him light things up. You worry about the future. You worry about getting the victory. And keep it moving. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Ken is calling from Vegas. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Ken.
Hey, I just really don't understand how you said 323 no-hitters is no big deal. Whenever you compare numbers, you got to compare it to something else. There's 240,000 games. That's one out of every 1,000 games. That is a big deal. So, sorry, the numbers don't match up with what you said. It is a big deal. It's one out of every 1,000 games.
Ken. Listen to me. I'm not saying that throwing a no-hitter, or dare I say a perfect game, of only which there haven't been only 20-plus, is not a big deal. What I'm saying... Well, listen to me, Ken. No. I'm saying pulling him is not a big deal. I did not say... No, listen to me, Ken. Listen, you have a problem listening. We know how special no-hitters are. We know how special perfect games are. I am not up in arms, pardon the pun, about him being pulled. He's 22 years old. He was pulled from what could have been a no-hitter a few games ago. This guy is awesome. You throw a perfect game, you throw a no-hitter, it's absolutely awesome. I think he's going to have a chance to do another one. I think what's more important right now at this stage of his career, for a guy who hasn't even had 15 starts in the bigs, I think it's preservation of his arm here throughout the season and then into his career. I'm sure the Pittsburgh Pirates have a path forward that involves keeping him healthy and not really pushing his workload. This man literally went from LSU, got drafted, started the season, and is now here in the majors, okay? I think you'd have to be a complete dumbass to think that a no-hitter or a perfect game is not special. What I'm saying is it's more important that they keep him healthy for the long run. Is it risky? Yes. Is Derek Shelton up for criticism? Yes, absolutely. That's part of being a manager. You have to go out there and make the tough decisions. I have no problem with them pulling him at all. The guy may throw a no-hitter a month from now. Shoot, by the end of the season, they may shut him down. Why would anybody be surprised? Pitching is probably we make fun of the injuries that we have in the NBA, and the guys can't suit up, the guys can't play. Joel Embiid, last night I gave you a top six list of some of the most injured players in the league. Pitching is not natural. I mean, Rob Manfred, as silly as he is, the man gave an interview with Dallas Morning News, I believe. And he basically said, I'm concerned about the rash of pitching injuries. Everybody's concerned with rotation and velocity, and people are putting so much torque on their arms, and we can go down the list. Steven Strasburg, this man won a World Series in 2019, was an MVP of that series in 2019. They gave this man a contract north of $200 million. This man's arm fell off. They had to surgically repair his arm. They had to take a rib out of his side to see if he could still go out there and throw a baseball. We have seen great players, great pitchers, great young guys go out there and have it one day and it's gone the next. Pitching is so volatile. He had his chance. Today wasn't it. If his pitch count was lower than 100, and if Derek Shelton did not observe that he was getting tired, maybe he would have left him in. You know, I don't think Paul Skeens, and God bless him, you're not necessarily always going to get the honest answer from anybody when they talk to the media. He could have said, I was fine. He could have said, I could have went out there for another 2 innings. He could have said I was gassed. He kind of did. He said I was getting there towards the end. Yeah. And so they pulled him. Why push him? He's had an amazing game. Okay, yes, it's a no-hitter. Yeah, I'm fine if you say, oh, well, they could put him out there for one more inning. But look, I'm not sweating it. This guy will have his chance. I'm sure he'll go out there one day, and instead of having 99 pitches in seven innings, I don't know, maybe next time he'll have 70. Maybe he'll have more left in the tank, and he can just go out there and finish the job himself. This is probably the best, well, he is the best pitcher in baseball right now. He is certainly the pitcher garnering the most attention given his age and where he was a year ago. And I'd love to see him plenty other times. I like to see him healthy. But the odds are, you want to know, the odds are at some point, maybe, he's going to have an arm injury. Okay? That's just what happens when you're throwing a baseball for a living. I'm not upset at Derek Shelton pulling him. And I think this guy, yeah, if he stays healthy like every other pitcher, looks like he has a damn good career ahead of him. If I was a Pirates fan, I would be thrilled. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, some of the news that continues to just permeate from yesterday to today. Jaylen Brown is mad. He's upset. Derek White took Kawhi Leonard's spot in the Olympics, and Jaylen Brown is trying to understand why. Is it Nike? Is it not Nike? Is it? Jaylen Brown says he's not afraid of anybody and their resources. What the hell is he talking about? We're going to talk to Gary Washburn, who covers the Celtics and the NBA, okay, for the Boston Globe. He's coming through on the other side of the break. Congratulations. We just got started. This is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
Look around. What do you see? Cars, lots of them. And guess what? They're probably on Auto Trader. Whether you're into timeless classics or the latest trends, did somebody say solar-powered, eco-friendly, vegan leather-wrapped, aromatherapy-scented, disco ball-equipped self-driving car? If you see it on the road, you can likely find it on Auto Trader. Big cars, small cars, blue cars, new cars and used cars, electric cars, and one day, maybe even flying cars. With millions of options to choose from, buying a car becomes a whole lot easier. See it, find it, Auto Trader.
Doors take us to summers away or winter adventures and afternoon getaways. Your dedicated Fidelity advisor can help you open those doors by working with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Because doors were meant to be opened. Visit Fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimum supply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
It's been a 3-year wait, but the Olympics are back, and the CBS Sports Podcast Network has you covered with everything happening in Paris. It's a new era for the U.S. women's national team, and Attacking Third will tackle all the women's soccer action. First Cut will keep close tabs on golf, while Beyond the Arc will follow the U.S. men's basketball team on a quest for another gold. And We Need to Talk Now will provide comprehensive coverage of women's athletes at the Olympic Games. Follow and listen to all CBS Sports Podcasts for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network, coast to coast. Yeah, in the USA, of course, obviously. My friends in Canada as well. Anyway, the United States of America, they beat Canada last night in a friendly as they get warmed up for the Paris Olympics. Now, despite that victory, a lot of the attention is still on someone who left the Olympic team in Kawhi Leonard and the man that replaced him, Derek White. There's a man who just won finals MVP who's not happy about this development. And there's another player from the Celtics on the Olympic team that is having to answer questions that have nothing to do with him. The Celtics are still in the news. I'm talking about Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, and Derek White. To talk about what's going on, what may happen, what has transpired, to try to interpret things, is Gary Washburn from the Boston Globe. Covers all things NBA and Celtics. Hey, Gary, how are you?
Hey, how's it going?
It's good. Good to chat with you. The last time we had a conversation, we were talking about what the Celtics could have done. They did win the championship. So before we get to that, have you had a chance to relax a little bit?
Not particularly, but it's probably a good thing to stay busy. But, yeah, to cover a team all the way to the end and see him get that championship after falling short many, many years is definitely a different experience than I've ever had. And now when you see what the 76ers and Knicks have done to try to get at him, it's kind of like the new season's all starting over again, obviously with Summer League and a new influx of players into the NBA. It never really ends.
Doesn't end, and neither do the storylines. I guess my first question to you, Gary, what are your impressions of Derek White making the team over Jaylen Brown, who's just finals MVP?
Well, I do think they've liked Derek for a long time, Team USA. I think he fits a definite role, a good backcourt defender, a versatile player, someone who can do a lot of different things. He can score at times, and he's going to be a team guy. You know, you got a lot of eight personalities on that team. A lot of guys who are not used to coming off the bench or not used to playing maybe 7 or 8 minutes a game. And I think Derek White kind of fits into that equation of like a guy who is kind of just happy to be here. You don't want people that are kind of brooding in the locker room or saying, oh, I should be playing over him. You just want a guy who, when they call on him, he's going to go out there and put in, you know, 2, 3, 4, whatever, productive minutes and then go back to the bench. And I think Derek White's a fantastic player. He deserves this opportunity, and I think he'll flourish with it.
Gary Washburn joining us from the Boston Globe. Immediately following the replacement, Jaylen Brown tweeted out the, hey, I'm paying real close attention to what's going on. We get a message today where he says, I'm not afraid of your resources. There's comments that he didn't make the team because of some of his criticisms of Nike. Grant Hill says that's not the case. Tell us about Jaylen Brown. Obviously, he wanted to play on the team. Is this going to create a new chasm amongst them, the Celtics, when they go back in October?
I don't think that Jaylen Brown has a problem with Derek White making the team. I don't think he's mad at Derek. I think he's upset with the process because, you know, basically, as with a lot of guys around the league, Kyrie Irving, you know, there's several other guys who kind of felt like, well, there's no tryout here. We don't get a chance to show it on the court. We just, you know, Team USA just started choosing guys. So it became kind of a process that where Grant Hill and, you know, Steve Kerr or whatever just started picking guys and saying, do you want to play? And usually this process does have, you know, a camp and you got maybe, you know, 25 guys going for the 12 spots or whatever. And in this situation, there was no process to where you could make the team. You just had to get chosen. I think Jaylen had a problem with that. I think he has a problem with some of the players who made the team that he feels like he's accomplished more than. You look at a Tyrese Halliburton. You know, you look at a Devin Booker, and as much as, you know, Devin Booker's a prolific scorer, Jaylen proved it on the defensive side. He won the NBA Finals MVP, Eastern Conference Finals MVP. He looks and he goes, well, you know, why does some of these guys automatically just get these invites and I don't even get a call? So I think he's more upset with the process. And then, you know, on top of that, Kawhi Leonard, and I just think we all kind of doubted whether Kawhi was going to go through this. He didn't finish the season with the Clippers because of his knee. Then suddenly his knee is going to, you know, rehabilitate and get 100%
right
2 months later, and he's going to play a full Olympic schedule and lead the U.S. to gold. Like, everybody kind of knew that was a little bit of a bizarre decision, considering he hasn't been healthy in the playoffs the last 2 years, and then he backs out, and then you choose Derek White. You don't, you know, it just seems like, and I think what Jaylen is implying is that they got something against me, you know, not even get a call. How about a conversation? How about an explanation? How about something that says, hey, man, we know what you've accomplished, but this is what we're looking to do. And I just think he feels like some of his, you know, and could you say that Team USA is definitely run by Nike? Some people would say that. You know, a lot of Nike players on that team, I guess, except Anthony Edwards, who's an Adidas guy, and Steph and Embiid, are, you know, but you weren't going to deny those guys spots in the team. You're not if Steph wants to play, regardless if he's Under Armour or not, you're going to let him on the team. The same with Joel Embiid. He's never been an Olympian. So I think Jalen feels like he's been, you know, pushed out of this process, maybe for some of his words in the past. He's not. He has no allegiance to shoe companies. He's a shoe free agent. He does wear Nikes, but he only wears Kobe's. It's kind of a you know, tribute to Kobe Bryant. So I just think he feels kind of the whole entire process, and this was just kind of the straw that broke the camel's back when Kawhi backs out, and he probably didn't even get a phone call.
Hey, Gary Washburn joining us from the Boston Globe. You mentioned some of his words in the past, whether it's a defense of Kyrie Irving. We know he was very vocal in 2020 following the murder of George Floyd. It was only a couple of months ago that even Stephen A. Smith was saying, hey, I've heard people that say, you know, he's difficult and he's not well-liked. I mean, is he helping himself with the tweets and the messages, or is he feeding into this?
He probably isn't helping himself, but at this point he probably doesn't care. He's going to be who he is. He's going to be vocal, and I just think that's why he feels like, you know, when he won these awards, the NBA Finals MVP, and he in Eastern Conference, he was shocked because he said, you know, I didn't think I was going to win any of this stuff because I'm not, you know, one of these guys who just says whatever people want to hear. I'm going to speak my opinion. You know, he's been strong in the Players Association. He was, you know, in the negotiations with the new CBA. He did support Kyrie Irving's freedom of speech in many cases, and kind of maybe not exactly what he said, but just kind of like, well, are we going to start really, you know, penalizing guys for retweets? Is that what we're doing here? And I just think that that was a new kind of wrinkle in, obviously, this new social media that we're in. This is something that the NBA wouldn't have had to deal with 20 years ago, 15 years ago, is social media activity. So, you know, he's been a person who's strong in his opinion. And I do think that Stephen A. had a definite point of just saying, like, there's people that don't like him because of that, or what feel he's got an attitude, or, you know, he's not a great personality and he doesn't get a lot of endorsements and things like that. So I think all of this manifests into the situation. And maybe, you know what, maybe just he's not a Grant Hill guy. This doesn't seem like Grant Hill. You know, sometimes that's why some guys don't make this Olympic team. Before, it was Jerry Colangelo. We can go back to the women's side, 2016, when Candace Parker was, I think, coming off an MVP and didn't make the 2016 Olympic team. You know, sometimes politics come into this, or just personalities or likes and dislikes come into it, or this person's going to, you know, affect the chemistry of the team, we think, because of how they are. Like, we all know this all goes on.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Gary, I want you to hear this clip. I know you've heard it. I want the audience to hear it. This is from Jason Tatum at his media scrum, where, unfortunately, like, he's being asked questions like people are trying to rip a story or make a story. This is Jason Tatum asking or answering questions about Jaylen Brown being left off the team. Listen to this.
No.
You talking about having Jaylen here?
Yeah, I mean, there's so many guys that could, you know, take that last spot or whatever. So, yeah, it is.
Yeah, he's being asked, is it disappointing and difficult and hard? And he's just like, why are you asking me these questions? Gary, you're around these guys all the time. Are they still trying to make a story out of this? Can we, like, put it to bed? Why are they trying to separate these dudes?
Yeah, it puts Jason in a real bad spot if he says Jaylen should be here and over Derek White. It's not fair for him to say that, and he's not going to say that. He's smarter than that, and it puts him in a bad spot. And I just think at this point there's really not much you can do. And I think Jaylen probably needs to talk publicly and say, hey, man, I got no problems with Derek White. This is what I have an issue with. And then, you know, Team USA, Grant Hill kind of, you know, well, I wore Fila throughout my career, and it wasn't a really funny joke. And he kind of tried to explain, but it's hard to explain why you're leaving out the NBA Finals MVP, an Eastern Conference Finals MVP, and a guy who's been an All-Star. Like, it's real, who plays the same position as Kawhi, who's kind of a physically healthy Kawhi. I mean, you know, there's a 5-year difference between the two, and you know, I can understand Jalen's opinion on it. I mean, he looks, he goes, okay, you guys invited Kawhi Leonard, who's perpetually hurt, and you just give him a spot, but I can't get a phone call, I can't get any consideration for being on this team. And, you know, he knows, I mean, I think he has respect for the guys, his contemporaries in the league, but Jalen also feels like he's one of the best players in the league, and that's why a lot of these guys are here, because they think they're the best. They think they're top-notch, and Jalen's no different. So, you know, is there a political side to it? I'd say, does Grant Hill feel like there's going to be some issues? And it's not fair to Jason, because it puts Jason in a real bad spot. You know, what's he supposed to say? Well, you know, because he knows if he criticizes the choice of Derek White, then there's a problem with Derek White. And Derek White's a great guy, and Derek White doesn't deserve this. He deserves to be on the team. But in my opinion, so does Jalen. And you know, but if, and, you know, it's a political thing. If you're not in a Team USA system, if you're not, you know, there's been guys who you know, thought they should make it and didn't make the select team over the last several years and were chosen for that. And you know, it's just it's kind of a system where you have to be part of something for a while. And he played in the World Championships a few years ago in 2019, you know, didn't really have a great tournament. None of the Team USA did. They finished in seventh place. But if you really look at it, you know, it's probably part, you know, we like Derek White, and it's part, well, we just don't feel like Jaylen Brown's a fit chemistry-wise.
Well, Gary, knowing that they haven't, it hasn't even been a month since they won the championship. We already got a story, at least people trying to make a story. What's the biggest challenge for them repeating next year? Is it depth? Is it an injury to Porzingis? Is it ego? What's the biggest issue or challenge for them to repeat?
Well, obviously the competition's much more daunting when you got Philadelphia picking up Paul George, picking up Eric Gordon. You know, healthy Embiid is back. Maxey just signed his extension. Kelly Oubre, Brent comes on back. So Philadelphia has made some moves now. They have kind of a big three. And the Knicks pick up Mikal Bridges. And they're ramping up too. So, and they re-sign Anunoby. So I just think the competition will be better, but it's also different. Miami's kind of on the slide. Milwaukee has done pretty much absolutely nothing. I think they signed Torian Prince. And DeLon Wright, those are their two free agents, but that's not going to make, you know, anybody turn their heads. But I think for the Celtics personally, they've got to stay healthy and they got to have that fire. And we'll see. Like, you know, this is what makes, you know, great teams dynasties, is that let's do this again. Let's have that same motivation. And they know they're probably not going to be as healthy as they were last year. There's going to be some adversity comes out of nowhere, and they're going to have to deal with it. And they pretty much brought the entire same team back, and we'll see how their, you know, they some of their draft picks do, or whether they can find some, you know, maybe a guy who can help off the bench, later this summer. But at this point, this is the team they have, and they're going to have to really, really deal with being the hunted, not the hunter.
Yeah, well, they've had their chances over the years. They finally reached the top of the mountain. People are going to try to knock them off. Gary, thank you for the time. Where can people follow you and your work with the Globe?
At bostonglobe.com, and follow me on Twitter or X or whatever you call it, at G Washburn Globe.
Yeah, thank you so much. And enjoy some time off, Gary. Catch you down the line, okay?
All right. Thanks. Appreciate it.
No doubt about it. That Gary Washburn from the Boston Globe. Crazy situation. Like, they just won the championship. And there's already stories about, hey, people there was a story because of Brown and his tweets. But then, hey, did you hear what Brown said, Tatum? Tatum, what do you think about what Brown said? What do you think about Derek White? It's just, they can't even enjoy the championship. Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We are going to take a break. When we come back, you know, Gary referenced the comments by Grant Hill. We'll hear the comments from Grant Hill on the other side of the break, where he had his poor joke about he wore Fila's and he was on Team USA. So we'll hear that. And then Hickey also mentioned something at the beginning of the show. Copa America, a little bit of a fight. We're going to get into some NFL. We got a lot to do.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you so much to Gary Washburn from the Boston Globe for joining us in the last break to talk about a little bit of Celtics drama. Like, they won the championship, but then Kawhi Leonard gets hurt. Derek White is his replacement. Jaylen Brown is like, what about me? Jason Tatum is like, this doesn't have anything to do with me. Leave me out of it. And then Grant Hill had to answer some questions. And Gary Washburn alluded to Grant Hill's comments about, hey, I got to build the best team and what have you. Like, come on now. He's a better player. He being Jaylen Brown. He's a better player than Derek White. Is Derek White a great player? Yeah, the guy could have been an all-star this past season, okay? But it is kind of weird when you remove one wing player that is known for his defense and can shoot the ball, and you don't replace him with another similar wing player who can shoot the ball, maybe not as good as Kawhi, but then also plays defense and is younger, and you know he's going to play. And so, yes, I think it's obvious as hell. Whether it's Grant Hill or Steve Kerr, they don't like, or the selection committee or whatever committee selects, is it Nike? They don't like Jaylen Brown, as simple as that. Is it fair? No, it's not. But life ain't fair. But you know what? Like everybody, when you say things or you do things, you got to live with the consequences. And so, yeah, he's been outspoken. You know, there's rumors and comments that, oh, he's not liked. He wore the T-shirt during the Celtics parade that pretty much said, hey, yo, where's your source? Where's your source? So, look, you can poke the bear, but don't be mad at the results. That's it. At all. Let's take a listen to what Grant Hill had to say in response. Listen to this.
Well, for a good portion of my career, I wore Fila. That was supposed to be a joke. Didn't play right. No, look, you know, we're proud of our partners, obviously, at USA Basketball. But, you know, this is about putting together a team. And I'm glad you kind of brought that up, because I think just overall, you have incredible interest, an abundance of talent that we have here in the United States. You can't, you know, you got 12 spots and you have to build a team. And one of the hardest things is leaving people off the roster that I'm a fan of. Guys who've been finals MVPs, guys who've been a part of the program, guys who've won gold medals. But the responsibility that I have is to put together a team. And a team that complements each other, a team that fits, a team that will give us the best opportunity for success. And so, you know, whatever theories that might be out there, they're just that.
Like them. Hickey, what do you think, man?
So I never really thought about it, to be honest. And you are right. Like, when you have a player like Kawhi and you have a player like Jaylen Brown, who, I mean, are very similar, it really does not make sense on paper why that you would not make this move. Like, the only thing I can think of is just like, well, you know, they picked Derek White in part because he's not going to play a lot of minutes. He'll be fine with that. But then as I think about that, I'm insinuating, I think a lot of people are insinuating that, like, well, why would Jaylen Brown not be okay with playing 10 minutes a game, you know, on Team USA? Like, what would make me think that he would, you know, pout or make some sort of, you know, stink about not playing a lot? And it is goes back to, like I said, it's just there's something about it. I don't know if it's fair or not, but there's something about him that people don't jive with and don't like it. It is very weird.
Yes, sometimes that's life. You know, some people like you, some people don't. I mean, I can understand, like, Kyrie, he's controversial. That's just what it is. Even if he was a good soldier, he didn't make noise. Look, people, I'm paid to be opinionated. Hickey is paid to be opinionated. They're paid a lot of money. And so ain't nobody losing sleep over any of them. We're talking hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars, okay? But the fact is, when you open up your mouth, even at their level, you got to pay the consequences. That's it. That's it. I'm sure Steph Curry has opinions on this, or LeBron has opinions on that. And when they answer or say things, you know, sometimes they get slapped around in public because of it. Some guys in the public space are more controversial than others. And Jaylen Brown has put himself in that space. He has not. In a public way, he's not endearing. That's a fact. That's it. You know, he's not sitting around laughing in press conferences. I don't think I've seen the guy smile since maybe he was at Cal. He's not endearing. That's just what it is. That's what it is. And so he's not liked. Now, if there's more of a personal reason, then I don't know it. But I know from just observing him, I've never met the guy. I just know from observing him, he's not outward. The guy is from here in Atlanta, Georgia. He ain't too far from where I'm at in the studio where he went to high school. He's just not an endearing dude. That's it. 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. I told you I wanted to get into something pretty crazy last night out in Charlotte. It had nothing to do with the Panthers. It was Copa America. We almost had a malice at the palace, but we'll get into that at the top of the hour. And we got so much more to get into as well. The Tennessee Titans got a new player in Jamal Adams. I hope he can play. But let's get to the phones before we have to shut up for this hour. 855-212-4227. Todd is calling from Baltimore. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Todd?
Hey, JR. What's happening, bro?
I'm excellent. What's on your mind? You got to go quick.
I got you. Sports Dynasty. They're saying, people are saying three in a row, two out of three. No one's not quite sure about a dynasty. Well, it's three in a row. It's the Oakland A's, 1-2-3, back in the 60s, or back in the 71, 72, yeah. 73.
Okay. Well, all right. Well, thank you, Todd. Appreciate that.
I'm just seeing your opinion of a sports
dynasty. Oh, you're asking me. I was a little confused. I was like, we didn't say anything about a sports dynasty. I'll put it to you. Well, I'm going to answer you, Todd, because I got to hit the break. Thank you for calling from Baltimore, man.
Yeah, all right, brother. You know it.
No doubt. Sports dynasties come in different ways. I think at minimum to have a dynasty, I think you got to win three championships. Let's just say three championships in 5 years. Or maybe three, not even. You think about the San Antonio Spurs. The San Antonio Spurs are not one of these teams that went back to back to back to back to back. They didn't three-peat. It's like they won in all these odd years. Nobody would look at the San Antonio Spurs and not say, you know, that they were a dynasty. So, yeah, you can look at a team that repeated. You can look at a team that three-peated. Did a team kick ass and win championships over multiple years? I think that's it. It's hard to say, you know, even what I said, I changed my mind. Three out of five, no. Like, you spread it out. Hickey, you got a definition?
I think three out of five is fair.
Yeah, three out of five, you're really doing good.
But then I mean, you don't want to make it still tough, right? Like, a dynasty is a big word.
Well, any team, well, every league is different. The Patriots weren't out here winning every single year, but they were whooping ass for 20. Dynasties come in different shapes and sizes, Todd, just like other things. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to talk some NFL. We're going to talk multiple versions of football. Don't go anywhere. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
Look around. What do you see? Cars, lots of them. And guess what? They're probably on AutoTrader. Whether you're into timeless classics or the latest trends, did somebody say solar-powered, eco-friendly, vegan leather-wrapped, aromatherapy-scented, disco ball-equipped self-driving car? If you see it on the road, you can likely find it on AutoTrader. Big cars, small cars, blue cars, new cars and used cars, electric cars, and one day, maybe even flying cars. With millions of options to choose from, buying a car becomes a whole lot easier. See it, find it, Auto Trader.
It's been a 3-year wait, but the Olympics are back, and the CBS Sports Podcast Network has you covered with everything happening in Paris. It's a new era for the U.S. women's national team, and Attacking Third will tackle all the women's soccer action. First Cut will keep close tabs on golf, while Beyond the Arc will follow the U.S. men's basketball team on a quest for another gold. And We Need to Talk Now will provide comprehensive coverage of women's athletes at the Olympic Games. Follow and listen to all CBS Sports podcasts for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.